Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, is with us. Morning, Greg.
Good morning, Heather.
All right, so we talked about manufacturing yesterday. Services not much better.
Yeah, that's right. So this is the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index. So it showed the services sector contracted for the fifth consecutive month in June. So it was under the break-even mark of 50, up 3.2 points from May, but at 47.3, still well below the long-term average of 52.9. So you hear that we've seen minimal expansion in the services sector over the past 18 months. So pretty concerning when it accounts for around two-thirds of our economy. Encompasses a wide range of industries. You think finance, insurance, property, healthcare, transport, and also tourism. So new orders, they are weak. Employment, that's been contracting for 19 consecutive months. So, yeah, look, many job seekers will know how tough it is out there for many. And the stretch we're going through is tied with the global financial crisis as the longest ever continual period of net labour shedding. So that sort of tells you something. Service sector businesses are facing weak consumer confidence, high cost of living, and obviously just general economic uncertainty. I thought the interesting thing that BNZ pointed out is that services sector conditions are getting worse, not better. So, you know, we keep talking about the economic recovery, but look, it seems like the timeline for that keeps getting pushed out further and further. Another point here is that we're trading well below our peers in terms of our services sector. So we're the only country with a PSI below 50 or below break-even. You look at Aussie, they're running at the highest level in over a year at 51.8. Mm-hmm. So, look, we're in a tougher spot than most, but BNZ do point out that, you know, the weak PSI and also the manufacturing one we talked about yesterday are supportive of further rate cuts by the RBNZ. So that's something to look forward to potentially in August and October, and that perhaps will take the OCR down to 2.75%.
Are you seeing anything positive in the retail card spending?
Yes, before we get too gloomy, we are seeing some positive aspects, and perhaps surprisingly, it's from the retail sector. So this is Westpac's latest update. So retail card spending rose a stronger than expected 0.5% in June. So that's actually the first increase in 4 months, and that was ahead of Westpac's own forecast for 0.2% lift. As they point out, before we get too excited, perhaps does need to be taken with a grain of salt. We've actually seen increased spending on groceries, and that's because things have been going up in price, particularly likes of butter. We did see a fall in petrol prices as well, so perhaps, you know, consumers are sort of spending on in other areas. But yeah, I think there's certainly a positives in that discretionary spending that appears to be picking up. You look at household durables, so things like furniture, that was up 0.6%, and apparel spending was up 3%. Just on the downside, hospo is still under a bit of pressure. That was down 0.3%, so that's continued to trend downwards over the past 6 months, as has retail spending generally. But yeah, we have seen that lift in June, which is nice. Also, perhaps more relief on the horizon for the economy, again, related back to interest rates. So Westpac point out that half of all mortgages are up for refixing over the next 6 months, and obviously many borrowers will be able to lock in rates, perhaps up to sort of 2% lower than they were a year ago. So that should help. A bit more of a recovery in spending. Fingers crossed, yeah, hopefully a tonic for the economy.
What do you reckon about China's economy? What are you seeing there?
Well, they're obviously very important to us. They're our biggest customer. So we've got some GDP data out there today. But before that, we've had some trade data. Obviously, a very important trading nation to the world, actually, not just us. So exports there, they were up 5.8% in June year on year to $325 billion. That was higher than the forecast of 5% growth, and also 4.8% in May. So there has been a bit of front loading, I suppose, ahead of the tariffs. We saw that in March and April, and of course we've got this upcoming deadline in August. So perhaps that's a factor. Of course, tariff rates, from the US have been cut back from peak levels around 145% to 55%. So there's been a bit of a rushing out there. So that's certainly part of it. Imports, they rebounded 1.1% as well, and that was a sharp improvement on the 3.4% decline in May, and that's also the first time it's actually risen this year. So yeah, China's trade surplus, $115 billion, up from $103 billion in May. So that's all pretty good news. Perhaps just some lingering questions though, Heather. Yeah, well, obviously we've got Trump still talking about tariffs, about BRIC nations, of course, as well, of which China is a founding member. And also there's some questions about whether clamping down on transshipments or Chinese goods going for other countries, particularly in Southeast Asia, whether that will have an impact. And of course, there's also an ongoing stoush between China and Europe. There's a summit there between the two nations next week. Europe has accused China of flooding the global market with goods such as EVs. So that needs to be watched. And the biggest thing I think either is this looming deadline with the US. That's really important. So that's August 12th. But yeah, so plenty of uncertainties yet, but let's take the good news for now.
Brilliant stuff. All right, run us through the numbers.
So the US markets are up, so it looks like investors are expecting tariffs to come down, and Trump did make some comment about being open to talks despite those various letters. So yeah, Dow's up 0.1%, 44429, the S&P 500 also up 0.1%, NASDAQ up 0.3%, the FTSE 100 in the UK up 0.6%, 8998, that's actually a record high, so good news over there. Nikkei down 0.3%, ASX 200 down 0.1%, 8570. NZX 50 was down slightly, 0.06% lower, 12,678. Gold down $5.20, 3,350 an ounce. Oil down $1.50, 66 spot 94. Just in the currency markets, the Kiwi was actually lower across the board, so down 0.6% against the US, 59.7. Down slightly against the Australian dollar, 91.3. Down 0.3% against the British pound, 44.5. And against the Japanese yen, we were at 88.2, down 0.4%.
Good stuff, Greg. Really appreciate it. Enjoy your morning. That's Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.